Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Eagles shot to number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1977 with Hotel California, the group's fourth US number one and a number eight hit in the UK. They also won the 1977 Grammy Award for Record of the Year. Former guitarist Don Felder.
For Hotel California, I was just sitting on a sofa in a living room in a rented house and playing this guitar, and out came that progression, and I played it three or four times. I said, well, I have to save this or it's going to go away. I went back in and started listening to a bunch of those little pieces and ideas, and I said, well, that's kind of interesting. Let me finish this. So I got an old drum machine and programmed it to like a cha-cha beat or something, and then I replayed the acoustic and played the bass part, and most of the guitar parts that you hear on the record, I'd kind of overdubbed on this tape recorder.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
On this day in 1983, Spandau Ballet were at the number one spot on the UK singles chart with True, the group's only number one. The song spent 4 weeks at the top of the UK charts and was a hit in 20 other countries. Lead singer Tony Hadley.
And I think there was a great confidence in the band, but also you just had to up your game because you had Duran Duran over here, you know, all these different bands that were also competing with you. And I think Through the Barricades was us definitely upping our game.
And 5 years later in 1988, Terence Trent D'Arby shot to number one on the US singles chart with Wishing Well, the number four hit in the UK. It was often pursued by the paparazzi and would often stir them up.
It's quite fun. It's sort of, you get bored and you figure, what can I do today? So you figure, well, I've got a good quote, you know. Why don't I just wind up the press on? It's quite fun.
Wish me love for wishing well, to kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a butterfly tea.
Birthdays today. Thelma Houston was born on this day in 1946, making her 74 today. She had the 1977 US number one and UK number 13 single, Don't Leave Me This Way, which also won a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance.
Something about that song that it, from the first time I performed it until now, when people say, ah, baby!
And that is Today in Music, Thursday the 7th of May at Mix 104.9.